Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're extremely proud tonight to have with us a very special, special guest.
It must be satire.
Who's doing the bullshit straight up?
The greatest hero of all time.
He's a jackass.
And a strange little man.
We're grateful to him for taking time out from his hectic schedule to be with us today.
We are not.
And now, here's a man with very interesting
genitalia of both men and women.
Look at him, motherfucker! Look at him!
People from all over the land heard about him, and many came to see him.
Examining body parts, including his genitals.
It doesn't matter what type of sex they have.
It is kind of a nuisance, isn't it?
And must be changed.
After you make the change.
It is good to feel that you're a normal, healthy girl.
Yes, I am.
I never have to worry about getting pregnant.
This track
has been brought to you by House Republican Leader
Boris the Monster Clown,
who is known for his extended serpent-like tongue.
And is also
a 16-year-old girl.
Now let's do this!
Take off your clothes.
Now you are ready to go.
To church by 4 o'clock.
Stark naked.
You can also
go to gym.
Be in a television show.
And who could ask for a nicer way to go to school?
As naked as a newborn baby.
You will begin the adventure of a lifetime.
And you will be surprised what you're able to accomplish, because you can do this stuff.
Which we also hope you will enjoy.
As much as the dwarves did. And they gave the adventurers
a blowjob.
After a long, hard
blowjob.
They were captured by the German SS and hanged by the neck.
You know, Dave, I watched it over a period of days, and one day as I drove by, I saw two boys there f***ing.
As far as these boys are concerned,
you should also include your family doctor.
Dr. Gary North says,
eye shields and goggles must be worn.
As you continue your deep breathing, commit yourself right now
into a mental institution.
Farting is no laughing matter.
Enabling refiners to make more than twice as much gas.
I bet it smells like
a garbage can.
Ugh, something smells rotten around here.
I can't hold it in.
Explosive or poisonous gas.
This one's explosive.
Large, high-pressure tires can explode. Be careful around them.
I guess. Well, what do you think I should do then?
Cook something.
Like what?
You can use your fingers, clean, and remove them properly.
The large knife is what you'll use.
Cut my finger, please.
Well, what do you do with your fingers?
We eat them, I suppose.
Terrific!
And now, the Executive Director of Clergy, Tax, and Law, Deborah Chitwood.
Hello. I'm Charlie French, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fish Commission. We would like you, the fishermen of Pennsylvania, to become better acquainted with
Johnny Mathis.
Where's the sense in that? But I will go down.
And I'm ready to blow, y'all.
I want y'all to take a moment and try and orally gratify
Johnny Mathis.
It won't be easy.
Oh, I had my mouth open.
Let me guess. You crave a big, bold taste.
Customers may choose what they want.
The fuck do you want?
Buttery cookies with creamy
human feces.
Delicious and satisfying.
Can you tell us what your new sandwich cookies look like?
No one wants to say human waste. Everyone's scared to say it.
I was afraid it might end up something like this.
Let's get cooking.
Why, sure, Dad. What's cooking?
This woman tried New Tide with bleach.
So take the whole family along for a delicious dinner.
You probably will have
no known survivors.
82% of doctors surveyed have prescribed
chlorine bleach.
Hold your left eyelid with the index finger of the left hand.
Just spray.
And wipe
your ass
with a gun.
It should also be sprayed with Lysol.
A survey was made one time that covered a lot of men, working men, and these men were asked this question.
What would you do if a vicious enemy suddenly started coming at you, armed to the teeth and ready to kill you?
I would commit suicide.
That's correct, Bill.
Clinton.
Hello, this is Hillary Clinton.
I'm gonna make the biggest spitball ever.
Working together, we can.
Smoke marijuana.
All right! He coughed for his pipe, and he coughed for his bowl. Ooh, my joints.
More weed.
Because of its lush green grass.
We're extremely high.
I smell smoke.
It's been pot and LSD and all these things that they're looking for peace of mind in.
That's a good idea. And I'll make brownies.
You've got a plate full of the fudgiest, chewiest brownies you ever ate.
No, I don't think so.
I think what you need is
a rat bag.
And what exactly does that mean? He carried a large, tattered bag full of
rats.
What do I need with a thing like that?
This prevents your backup from simply becoming another hostage.
It's not the death, chill, fresh thing to do.
Hey! Fuck you, honky. Pardon my French.
Ah, putain de bordel de merde, ça fait chier.
And just what does that mean, wise guy?
By definition, it means a beehive.
I'm going to stay here and wait for my colleagues.
Get the fuck out of here!